No, we're still too evil.
Hello and welcome to In the Know with Ohinwa, highlighting artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohinwa, and I hope you all are having a nice night. On tonight's show, we have a little bit of a change, but I'll get to that in a minute. For you artists out there who would like to have your music heard on the Infinite L radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L radio show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
So, just to let you know, tonight's show, I'm not taking any phone calls, but I am doing everything on chat. So if you would like to send me out a chat asking me questions about tonight's show, I will answer you from there. So with that said, my featured guest for this evening is the producer, Theory. Theory, are you here with me?
Theory? Yes, I am. How are you doing?
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
That's good. So, I wanted to ask you a few questions on the show tonight. First question I want to ask you is your beats. How do you go about the feel of creating your beats?
Well, first off, I just want to let you guys know I have a small cough, so I'm just getting over being sick. So I apologize about that as we go forward. I would say as far as my music goes, I don't really have a feel. Sometimes it just comes to me, and then I just make a beatbox with my mouth, and I lay it down. Honestly, that's literally all I ever do. If I hear it in my head, I like to get it down as quick as possible. Sometimes I record songs and melodies, and then that's how I get everything coming together. And that's literally my craft. It's that simple for me.
Okay. Now, my thing is, who was your inspiration in getting into music, getting into the music producer, production stuff? How did that all go about?
Well, first, it's kind of weird. First off, I've always loved music and I've always wanted to do it. But, of course, I didn't know how to do music. I've actually always been a freelance artist. I didn't start getting into music until my brothers were doing it. Well, my older brother. And he heard my first beat that I ever made, and he told me, keep going. Like, hey, that ain't it. So, literally, for me, it doesn't crush my spirits. For some reason, I just keep going and going and going. And for some reason, I said I'm going to be a producer. But I would say my brother is the one that got me into wanting to be a producer. Because I heard his music one day, and I said I want to make a beat for him. And then I just kept working at it to get better. So I'd have to say he was my inspiration for wanting to become better. And that's
all right. Now, my next question is, what is the one thing when doing a song that makes everything connect?
So, just so I can rephrase, I want to make sure, when you say, what is the one thing that makes everything connect, what do you mean by that, if you don't mind me asking?
Beat-wise, when you hear it, what makes it all connect with you, the producer?
Got you. Alright. Well, I think the main thing that makes everything connect for me, when I first hear a beat, the one thing that helps me lay it down is deciding whether or not I'm going to start with making a drum line or if I'm going to start with actually doing the music in the background, because the drum line is the heart. But sometimes when I'm listening to music in the background before I lay down a drum, that helps me as well. So I think the one thing that really brings everything together is cadence and then also the rhythm of what's going on. So once those two become hand in hand in my head, I'm able to just lay the whole track down. And I think that's where the everything just starts coming together. Because there's times where I don't even have anything down at all, and it only takes me 1 minute to put it all in. And like I said, so the connection is between the cadence and the rhythm when I'm working on a beat.
Okay. Now, what would you tell any aspiring young person out there wanting to get into this industry?
All right. For all you people out there that think it's easy, it is easy to make a beat. It may even be easy to market yourself. You have to carve out a niche for yourself. You have to not let nobody tell you about yourself. And when it comes to constructive criticism, you need to take it. There is nothing worse than somebody who's in denial about anything in this world. And that same thing goes for being a producer or an artist. If you don't let people constructively tell you what's bad and what's good, then that means you're not open. And you have to be open in order to understand what people want and how people feel. So, long story short, sorry, I made that long. But, yeah, you have to be able to connect. And
all right. Now, how does that work with when you're working with an artist and you want to let them know about doing a change or in the music itself or the lyrics? How does that work?
Could you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Okay. The question was, when you're dealing with an artist on a particular song or a beat, trying to help them come up with a concept, and you want to explain to them that this may work better if you do it this way, how does that work?
Well, I don't know exactly how it works. I think the best way to answer that is to say that when you work with somebody else, especially a collab, there has to be a certain amount of respect. You may not like what somebody else does or what somebody else has to say. Sometimes you have to take yourself out of it and really listen to what's going on. Because until you're able to take yourself out of everything else that's going on, you're not going to be able to listen to the other person because you're going to be only thinking about yourself. And I think that is the best way to answer that question, is that if you work with somebody, you have to first start off with a certain amount of respect, and then you have to be willing to hear them out so that way you can come together and make a masterpiece. But that's how that works. It literally starts with respect.
Okay. Now, with the beats you've made already, is there one beat that inspired you more when you were creating it?
Inspired me more to want to keep going or inspired me?
Well, no, just inspired you in general. So you were sitting down or just whatever you're doing and you heard something or you read something and it helped inspire that beat.
Oh, yeah.
Like a situation or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I have a cousin I had stayed with, and I had my music stuff all set up. And there was this Victoria's Secret commercial that came on. And, you know, I'm a man, but I wasn't interested in none of that. What it was I heard something in the background, and all I heard was boom, 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 boom. So in my head, I was like, I really like that. So I literally was inspired by this Victoria's Secret commercial. And I always laugh at it because when I tell other people about it, they'd be like, that's weird, you know what I'm saying, but whatever. But I have a song that I made called Wishes. I even kind of lightweight sung on it. My brother did it. We never ever did anything with it. But, that's how I came up with that beat. It was a really great inspiration, too. As a matter of fact, if I had it with me, I would play it for y'all. But it was a great beat. Everybody loved the beat.
Inspiration comes from many places. But a Victoria's Secret commercial? That's the first.
Okay. Yeah, it was first for me, too.
So, was that inspiration for the beat? And most likely a song may have came out of it down the road, possibly. What else has inspired you with writing?
Well, sorry. With writing, I don't even know what my inspiration is for writing, because I just started writing, and one day I just enjoyed doing it. And I remember somebody telling me, hey, you know, you got some pretty good stuff here, and I didn't take them seriously at all. And don't get me wrong, I've never sold any of my writing, but till this day, I believe in it. I love listening to my own writing and my own music, but I guess what I can say was an inspiration for me was just once I actually stopped listening to beats and stopped making beats and stopped listening to artists, and I really, sorry, not stopped listening to artists, but started listening to what was being said, that's what made me fall in love with writing. And I think it might have something to do with gospel. Because when I started listening, gospel and country. When I started listening to country and gospel music, that's when I started writing. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't writing about a lot of gospel or a lot of country. It was mostly R&B and rap songs, but I believe that's where I got inspired to start writing. I really do.
Okay. Now, most people ask, what is your style of music?
My style of music is versatile, but I have my own style. You know, I think of it like it can be aggressive, it can be soft. I don't really have a word for it. I just call it the theory. That's what I'm calling it now. Until I officially come up with something. But for the most part, I'm versatile, so I can do R&B, pop, techno, hip-hop, whatever anybody needs. I'm even right now trying to work on, I'm thinking about learning how to play a couple of instruments because I want to be able to create my very first country song. And I mean all the way through, not just like the beat. I want to write, have somebody sing on it, tar, going, everything. Because the truth is, I can orchestrate anything. If somebody put a bunch of instruments in front of me and I had somebody playing those instruments, I could tell everybody what to do, what note to play, how to play it, and we can make a nice, a beautiful, harmonious music together. But I can't play any instruments yet. So like I said, that's where it's at for me.
Okay. Now, since it sounds like you would like to learn to do it all and create it yourself, how long have you been thinking about doing something like that? Has that been from the very beginning, or did it just recently happen that this was something you wanted to do?
Playing an instrument? No. I play piano by ear a little bit, and that's how I usually make most of my beats. This is something that just came about because it's not necessarily to help me with my music, because I've been studying each instrument without learning how to play it, so I understand how they work. And I think that's the core definition of what a producer is, understanding the instruments that they use. Now, I may not be able to play them by themselves live, but in my head and from what I know about them, I can play anything and do anything. So right now, that's good enough for me. But what makes me want to learn an instrument is just as a hobby, and just to say that I can actually do that, because it takes a lot of skill. You know, just to, like, for instance, like the violin or the guitar, for me those were hard, but playing the piano became easy because I started playing it by ear. Like I said, I want to do something brand new. So I'd say maybe about sometime in the last year I've been thinking about it.
Okay. Now, with this, you have a contest that you have going on right now. Can you tell me a little more about your contest you got going on?
Yes, I can, Ohiwa. I have it's called Smash the Beat, Who's Next contest. And for those who don't know, I call it Smash the Beat because the whole point is you want to take over the beat. The beat should not take over you. So you're smashing the beat. And then Who's Next is just basically who's the next big artist or who's the next person to come out there and say, I'm a great artist. Now, with that being said, this is technically our second contest. Our very first winner, his name goes by the name of RFT. It was one of our rap contests back last year. And we're getting ready to almost be at the point where we're ready to, you know, announce the winner soon. That's going to be on the 22nd, so I can't wait for that. But we have four contestants right now. And actually, unfortunately, one of our contestants actually literally had to drop out because of unforeseen things that have happened, part of it. So right now we actually have three female contestants. So, and they are all great. But right now they're in the middle of finishing up their songs, and I honestly can't wait to hear them.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot going on right now. Now, I'm assuming these were beats that they chose that were of yours.
Thing that I do with the Smash the Beat contest is going to be my beats. Going forward, excuse me, sorry about that. I will be enlisting other producers, possible writers for the long run. Writers are going to come along a lot later, but with this next contest that I do, I will be reaching out to other producers to see if they want to, because just for more exposure. I get exposure, they get exposure, and then it also gives the artists more beats to choose from. And we can also probably, hopefully, get more judges. There's a lot of things that can come about with that. But I have some big plans, let's put it that way.
Okay. So you said again this is coming to an end here shortly. And when is that going to be one more time?
So we are going to be announcing the winner on the 22nd of January. Before then, we have, you know, the artists right now. They are in the middle of still working on their songs. From what I know, some of them may be done already. I'm not sure. We won't know until we get everything in and then we announce it on the 22nd. But I can assure you this. I have a feeling it's going to be really, really great, though.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about each of your artists?
Yeah. So we have one artist by the name of Renee DeMuse, and she is very, very talented. All of them seem to come from kind of a choir background. Or a church background. And another one of my artists' name is Mackenzie Mazin. And the other one is Reprosity 6. And as I mentioned earlier, we did have another artist by the name of JR, but unfortunately, because of his health, you know, he wasn't going to be able to make the deadline. So, but we still hopefully going to have him here as a part of the whole contest. You know, he's going to tune in, hopefully. It'd be nice to have them still here.
Okay. Now, with that being said, I know that we have a snippet from the Smash the Beats, all the contest entries that you have for the three that are in the top final. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play that sample. So here is the snippet of the Smash the Beats 2021 contest for the finalists that are in right now.
Okay.
was nice. That was different.
Yeah.
I liked each beat because it was different and it was unusual. Your creativity on each one is different, and I like that. For the four beats that were chosen, what was your concept for those beats, even though they hadn't been chosen yet until the contest? What inspired those beats?
Well, I think what inspired those beats was the contest. But
huh?
If you mean like, huh?
I said because the beats were already made prior to the contest, I'm assuming, or did you make them for the finalists themselves?
I made each and every beat after the contest started. There were going to be some other beats that were in there that were made before, but they actually happened to pick, each one of the beats that were picked were made after the contest was put into effect. So, yeah, I honestly expected them to pick other beats. And the other thing is, I expected, like, two of the contestants to swap beats, actually. So that's why I thought it was actually, I mean, I was dead hooked. I was like, okay, they're going to pick this, this, and this. And I had it right. But nope, I had it wrong. I was dead wrong. So.
Okay. So they went for something that was out of the box, you could kind of say.
I mean, I would like to say it's out of the box, but either any of the artists could have probably sung on any of those beats. I think when it comes to preference, it's just what they wanted. And I honestly thought some people were going to pick the same beat, and honestly, when they picked it, I think some of them did. Then we had somebody change one of their beats up. Then we had somebody say they want to go back to the other beat, but by then it was too late. So, I mean, there was a lot of things, and I mean, a lot of indecisiveness, but I think for the most part, by the end, I think that they were comfortable with what they had. They had a lot to choose from, for sure.
Okay. So, with everything going on right now for you, is there any other projects that you have coming up?
Actually, yeah, I do. I am going to be working with an artist by the name of Trinity. She actually plays a lot of instruments, one in fact being her vocals. She and I are going to be working on a song, and by the name, I'll give you the name, it's called Friend Zone, but that's all you get, no snippets, you're not going to get the chance to hear what it says like and nothing like that, but she is a really good artist, yeah, and I am looking forward to this collab with her, as well as what she's going to put out in the future.
Okay.
That being said, also, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I noticed you said about up and coming stuff that was going on, too. I also am going to be, actually, I wrote a script not too long ago, two of them, actually. One of them is called A Seed of a Killer, and the other one is called Taz, and I'm 85 pages into one, and I'm only 10 pages into the other, but I'm letting people read it right now, but I'm also going to be producing all the music from my scripts. Thought it would be something to actually mention because I know a lot of people like to read, and the people that I've been letting hear so far don't know that I'm doing my own music for it, so I thought this would be a good chance to actually bring that out. So, yeah.
Nice. So, on top of working with this artist, you're also working on your own stuff.
My own stuff, as well as some scripts that I'm writing, and that's it.
Well, it looks like you're going to have a full 2022 year. You're going to be busy.
Very busy.
Well, Terry, I want to thank you for being on the show with me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So I appreciate it very much, and I'm going to let you go because I know you probably got some things you need to take care of.
Yeah, I do. Would you mind if I said one more thing?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you to all the artists that are in my contest right now. Even in the previous contest, RFT, I want to thank you for that. It may not mean much, but I mean, I want to give a shout out because I care, and I appreciate everything that you guys have done. And to Renee and Mackenzie and Reprosity and JR, I appreciate you participating in this contest. Thank you.
Well, I know they appreciate it very much. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And I appreciate you for being on the show with me tonight.
Thank you. That was nice. I'm glad that you had me.
All right. So, with that said, Terry, you have a nice evening.
You have a wonderful evening too, Ohinua.
Thank you. Now, for you artists out there that would like to get your music submitted to the Infinite L Radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelenc.com.
And for all my listeners out there, I want to let you know about our affiliate. It's the Rhythm and Views, and you can find them on YouTube at www.youtube.com/Rhythm and Views show, and it's hosted by Terrius D. Amore. They are affiliates of the Infinite L Radio Show. So give them a checkout and let us know what you think of them. So just to give you a heads up, my next show is on January 20th at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, and my featured artist will be Word Express. So with that said, everyone, I hope you all have a nice evening and come back and visit me again. Have a nice night. Bye.